Welcome to Sweeping the Country. I'm your host, Derek Walker. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter. Hey, Jimmy.
Boy, there's a lot of crazy going on, you know, in the world, but also the Trump presidency right now, it may all work out, you know, in a couple of months and everything. But as it stands right now, a month into it, man, it is, talk about chaos. There's lots, people are mad at us all over the world.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Everywhere. I mean, you name it. Now, I don't know how that's all going to shake out, but we've made everybody mad, if that's possible. I didn't think we could. We've never had this many people mad at us, I don't think, at one time probably in our history.
You know, you're probably right about that. And one thing that's bothering me, and I know I can turn to you for these kind of answers, but I didn't realize Canada was such a volatile mess.
They're volatile in some ways. I mean, the eastern people in Canada, in Quebec and Ontario, and even Vancouver, they don't think like the people do in Edmonton and Regina, like Alberta, Saskatchewan.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
You know, they're more like Texas. But one thing Trump has done, apparently, all those people who don't agree, they all agree right now. They're all one Canada. He's brought them all together.
Okay.
Because they all have gotten very national. They don't like being called the 51st state. They don't get the joke. They don't like just the whole tariff thing. You know, we had a treaty, you know, the North American Free Trade Treaty. If they didn't like that, they could go back and renegotiate it. But he's got things his way. And he's got it all stirred up. Now, you know, the market has done what the market has done. It was probably up too high anyway. But, man, that has really knocked the S&P and the Dow gone down really far. So he's got things stirred up. I mean, right now he plans to cut 20% of IRS employees. They plan to get rid of 10,000, I think it was the number 10,000, of the Postal Service employees. They're all going through all these places. And that all probably needs to be done, but it's all happening so at the same time.
Light
speed,
yeah. You
know, it's just got people and got the stock market rattled and people in a knot.
Yeah, you're right. I think
okay,
fear.
It's kind of like, you know, you're in Vegas and you're down, you know, you've got $1,000 to bet and you're down now $500. So do we panic and leave the table, or we stay with it a little longer, see if we can get our 500 back and go back into the winning thing? And I think that's how everybody is right now. If you pull yourself out of the stock market, that generally is very bad.
I would
because
agree.
Because you're going to lose a lot of money. It's going to recover. If you go by the charts, which a lot of people do, it's like a roller coaster. And it was way up high, just like the gas price, oil prices were, and then it goes down into a dip. So we're in the dip right now, and hopefully it goes back. But the one thing the markets don't like, uncertainty.
Yep,
so
you're right about that.
If there's no shortage of uncertainty, and a lot of these things are, it's every which way it's coming at them. I mean, you know, there was a judge in San Francisco that said, you need to reinstate 10,000 federal work. You got all these district court. He was in San Francisco telling Washington what to do because they knew when they filed the court case there in San Francisco that it would be friendly to Democrats. So that has got to get appealed to the next level and probably, again, friendly to the Democrats at the appeal level from that court. And it'll have to go to the Supreme Court, and who knows how they're going to go. And they're going to go, they're going to have to deal with a lot of different things. And so you've got people like Bernie Sanders running around, and he's getting big crowds. I mean, big in relatively speaking, sold out a baseball stadium there in Wisconsin.
Wow,
I think,
that's
Minnesota.
Pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, there are still Democrats, and they are looking for leadership in a big way. And Bernie can, you know, stir up a camp crowd. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, sure.
I went to one of those rallies just out of curiosity in Tampa one year because I wanted to see what that feel the burn thing was about and all that.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's too old to get anything, and he's not going to run. But he's doing it just to show some leadership, I think, for that side of the page. And he's, you know, he's at least making some noise. And I think that's what really a lot of the people in the Democratic Party want someone to do,
yeah,
is make some noise. And all they've got, they've got a benefit thing going on in L.A. soon. And it's going to be Hakeem Jeffries going out there with somebody, and they're going to try to raise money for the Congress races next year. And they're going to charge $10,000 a couple, and then some of the seats are $100,000 or something like that. So they're trying to get big bucks, and we'll see how that works out.
Can I ask you something? I mean, when they raise this money, right, all the candidates, when they raise the money, or whoever raises the money, the PAC funds or whoever's raising the money for these candidates, where does it get spent? Because it's an enormous amount of money. And I don't mean exactly or precisely, but I mean, what are they doing with the money? Is it buying advertising?
TV time, radio time is some of it.
Yeah.
Paying for paid workers.
Yeah.
To
help with the campaign.
Man phones, yeah, and do things like that, to, you know, paperwork, publicist, you know, I mean, just all kinds of, this is a lot of expenses.
It just seems like there's a lot of money that's gathered. And then
there's some of them in it for a particular, as opposed to the party raising it,
right,
versus an individual. Mm-hmm. I think an individual Congress or senator, they keep this fund in there all the time, and they can keep the money that's not spent somehow.
Fascinating. Fascinating.
It's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of rules that favor, if you're looking at it like a casino, that favor the House.
Yeah.
I mean, they can do some insider trading. That's why a lot of them are so rich. Mm-hmm. They can do a lot of things that regular people can't really do.
Yeah, it's just interesting to me because I don't know how much any of the advertising affects me as much as if I see it on a news clip, or I see it with, if somebody is running a story on what Trump or what Harris or what Bernie Sanders said today, right? Those I pay attention to more than I do a commercial about with mudslinging. I don't care about that. I know they're mudslinging. You know, I don't care.
Yeah.
So I'm curious.
I don't know. You know? That part of my brain has just been turned off for a while.
Yeah, right, right. But
I'm not thinking about it. But they got to think about it because you got to plan way out. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing the Democrats usually do well is plan.
Yeah.
But right now they don't have any players on their team.
Well, maybe Bernie Sanders.
I think I know the next presidential candidate. And I think, as it stands right now, I think he's going to be one of the lead ones.
Go.
And that's Rahm Emanuel, who used to be the governor of Chicago, former ambassador to Japan. He's out there doing all the podcast and doing all kinds of stuff.
So he's setting it up right now.
I definitely think he's running, and he's running better and harder than the governor of California is right now.
Gavin Newsom, I don't know that he'll run or not, but he was one that I thought might.
Well, everybody thinks so. Pretty Boy Floyd, I mean, he's got, you know, he's the good-looking guy. Rahm Emanuel has the experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a big shot in one of the administrations, either Obama's or Clinton, but I mean, he was up there. So
yeah.
He'll be good.
My question is, what will the Republicans trot out? I mean,
well, in 4 years, I mean, they got J.D. Vance that will be the man, whether or not he grows into the job, or, you know, who knows what's going to happen with, mm-hmm, as it stands right today, I think they would throw everybody out, you know, as quickly as they could. In fact, that may, you know, but again, you've got, the world is so on fire with this because it's that Steve Bannon guy.
Mm-hmm.
And his philosophy was flood the zone. So that's what they did. And they've got everything going from the Ukraine situation where they've got Rubio and one of their other folks over there in Moscow today, I think. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to work on a ceasefire, and that seems to be rolling along. But as anybody with a third of the brain knows, you can't really trust Putin, and they got to make it really worth his while.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how that's going to go. You've still got the, who knows what's happening in the Gaza area right this minute. But even down in Panama, I think I heard they were talking about sending troops down there to beef up. I didn't know we even still had a base there, but you keep hearing things about that.
Mm-hmm.
And surely we're not going to try to take over. We could never get away with taking over the Panama Canal,
mm-hmm,
because that's an international throughway,
yeah,
with Russia, China, everybody that goes through there. And I don't think we'd ever be able to pull that off. Plus, we'd do it to the all the people in Panama would be, maybe you don't have enough soldiers
right.
to go against the whole world, you know, which would be against you on that. And then the people of Greenland, I mean, Trump still says the Greenland annexation will happen. And they just had an election that makes them more independent.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got some people that, you know, I don't know. I think there's only a couple, 55,000 people that live in Greenland or so. I don't know.
It's something. Not a lot of people. It's not.
But he could make everybody a millionaire there and buy them off if he wanted to buy Greenland, if that was the case.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, there's
but
a
that's
lot.
Still going on. Canada is so mad at us, they can't stand it. Mexico doesn't seem to be as mad as Canada is. Mexico's kind of rolling along. I haven't heard a lot about that, but we do have a lot of going on at the border.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes, but it's not being played out as much. So you wonder if Trump did some of the Canada thing because he and Trudeau couldn't get along.
Maybe.
How much of that was personal. But then, you know, they had this week where the premier of Ontario,
mm-hmm.
they sell power to the United States, New York, I think probably Vermont, New Hampshire, some of those places up mm-hmm. there. And this guy put a 25% tariff on power going to New York. And so that was going to increase everybody's power bill by 25%. But later in the same day, he removed it. So I don't know who got the
I don't either.
That.
And you were talking about the Panama Canal, and I read a story about BlackRock striking a $23 billion deal to place the Panama Canal ports under yep. American control. So they're basically buying some of that, if that's what's really happening.
I mean, there's all kinds of things that could be happening, and that's why I say with Trump, you can't judge it by what's going on today. And I think, again, it's like that bet if you have lost your first $500.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you're strong, you'll stay
mm-hmm.
and not leave the table. You'll stay with it and ride it out some more. And it could go down a little bit more. But then there's a lot of things that could happen, you know, that could go right.
I am not moving anything that way because of, not necessarily because of what you just said, but I agree with what you just said. It seems silly to yank it out when it's bottom of the right? I mean, you've got it in there. It's sitting in there.
You hope it's at the bottom.
I still think
the market was way too overvalued when it was up in the 43s, 44s.
You know, yeah.
A lot of that was on the strength of NVIDIA and a few of the high-tech things.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That's why the S&P is down 10%, you know, in correction territory, because a lot of that, you know, chips are coming over here. Chips are going where? What's going to happen, you know, with all that
well,
stuff?
Well, the truth is the uncertainty nobody knows. I mean, if you sit there and you look at the stock market cycle or the Bitcoin cycle, it is exactly that. It's a cycle. It's
yeah.
just like the housing market. People that panic. Oh, housing. You can watch 50 videos tonight, I promise you, about how real estate is collapsing, right? And then you can watch 50 videos about how it is going to continue to go up this year. Nobody knows. They're everybody's speculating, you know, and the tariffs are part of that too, because of lumber from Canada, all kinds of different
things. Aluminum from Canada.
All of it. Yeah.
They said it may, you know, and if this is what it all, and see, you've got to remember,
mm-hmm.
you've got the media, and
yeah.
I think that's pretty much all the traditional media people, all the networks and the big newspapers. They're trying to find anything they can
mm-hmm.
to make things worse. To
yep.
make things worse than they are. I haven't seen it so much on the business channels, really, because
mm-hmm.
I've been watching CNBC. They seem to be shooting pretty straight.
Okay.
But on a lot of the other stuff, they're just thrilled. But
yeah.
I mean, there are things that you can't get away from, like the price of gold. Some people think gold's going to make it up to $3,500.
Jeez, can you imagine?
And it ended today at $2,990. And some people think it's going to be $3,500. So that's always a very safe place for a lot of people.
I remember 600 being high.
Oh, me too.
I was like, wow.
And I remember when 1,000, when it broke 1,000.
Yeah,
but I mean, it's
yeah, yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, it is.
But the Dow moving big numbers every day and all that. People just don't know what to think. And then the courts reversing decisions on a whole bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got people in Congress, they're trying to get a budget, so the Republicans are in control. They need a couple of Democrats. Democrats don't want to help them because they want to do anything they can
yeah.
to make Trump look bad.
Mm-hmm.
So they probably are, you know, maybe they will let the government close down tomorrow when we're doing this, and maybe they won't, but we'll see, because they want to hang anything on Trump. to make him look bad. So,
did your gas price go down? Ours has gone down a bit.
Yes, my gas prices are going down.
Yeah, we've gone down quite a bit, I think. I just filled up today, and
yeah,
I was like,
30
wow.
or 40 cents a gallon yeah. from where they were, not you know, bad. Six
okay.
or 6 months
I'll take,
ago.
I'll take a small win there.
And they say the egg prices are going down, too.
Oh, good.
So, again, there's no incentive for the networks or for any of these people who hate Trump to write anything nice.
Yeah, I
so they're going to write on steroids anything bad.
Mm-hmm.
And admittedly, it's pretty rough this week. Yeah. I mean, again, I'm not the tariffs from Europe. I don't drink their booze anyway, and I don't use the stuff that they're selling me.
Yeah,
you know, but I mean, we'll see. Yeah. It's all going to be, we shall see. I'm just glad the Pope, he's doing better.
Yeah, he's recovered.
Still in the hospital,
yeah. Yeah,
but he's recovered, so that's a positive story.
Yeah, no doubt.
So many weird stories, though. I was looking over here. Let me get this one out of here. Do you see where the woman locked this guy up? Their stepson.
Oh, in the house, and he burned it down?
Well, he started a fire so he could get out.
Yeah. I didn't know if it had burned down, but I knew he started the fire. He was tired of being
trapped
for 20
years. She held him captive, the stepmother. Boy, talk about the stepmother.
Yeah.
For 20 years, previously told the school he wasn't fed at home, and they didn't do anything about it.
The wicked stepmother. Can I say that? I don't.
Yeah, you can, because she is.
Yeah.
They arrested her. The man's former elementary school principal has now told that there were concerns, but of him not eating, we reported it, not a damn thing was done, he said.
Hmm.
Da, 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 da. I don't know. That kind of thing, you wonder, how does that happen
I don't know.
In this country? How does it happen in the Gene Hackman thing where
no one
checks on these people for weeks at a time? You know, I mean, it's... And then there was something else that was crazy.
Well, you know, we didn't get to talk about it, and I wanted to because you were close to the situation. You may not want to talk about this, but we didn't get a chance to. And that's Dolly's husband. I mean, you were close with Dolly Parton. You've known her for a long time.
Never seen him, yet.
And he passed, you know, and she put out a song. It was very touching. I know you probably heard that. Mm-hmm. But I just wondered on that whole thing. They'd been married a long time, hadn't they?
Yeah, that's a little different than the Hackman deal. I mean,
yeah, for sure.
There are people in their inner circle that knew who he was. He just wasn't out public among us.
Yeah.
With Hackman, neighbors didn't know who they were.
That's
I mean, they
wild.
Knew that maybe somebody famous lived there, and maybe they saw them 5 years ago taking a walk or something. But the fact that there were no maids or maintenance people or anything like that there over a 2 week period.
Yeah, that's strange.
Someone didn't say something until then. It's just odd. And the same way with the step, this guy was locked in the room and double locks and all that stuff. And you just wonder, and I said, I just thought about this. Now, you've talked about it before.
Yeah.
You're not so much, but I know where I am. We are strangers living in a neighborhood. I have no idea. People could be doing anything at any of these houses around where I live.
You see
and
that?
We have no idea.
Now, Jimmy,
no
you
idea.
Got to get out and go to the block party. You don't
there
have
aren't any. And these people, you know, it's just, people don't want to meet any. It's like Gene Hackman and them. They didn't want to get to know anybody else.
We had somebody, so you know, I had a motorcycle wreck a while back.
Yeah.
And I was out of commission for a while. So while I was in the hospital, and my wife, we had the dog here, and I was in there for days and days, and so my wife couldn't come home or whatever. So we sent people but she did. And I just talked to my neighbor about it the day before yesterday. I said, hey, I want to thank you. I never got a chance to thank you, but I didn't even know you did this till, you know, 2 weeks ago. And my wife and I were talking. She said, oh yeah, I sent somebody over to pick up the dog, some friends of ours to pick up the dog. And I said, over to our house? And she said, yeah, well, you're in the hospital. I was there. I gave them the garage code and they went over.
Mm.
And my neighbor, who was a former cop, so thank you very much. He went over and caught him in our house. He walked over there, and he walked into the back, and he said, hey, what are you doing? And he just questioned them as he noticed that there was somebody that shouldn't have been at our house in our garage. And and he stopped him. And that's how well, at least this neighborhood, that's how well we know. We know when people are gone for the week.
We could have terrorists with an atomic bomb in my neighborhood, and we wouldn't know it. It's the way it is, and it's just people are cautious of people.
Yeah,
and
I guess. Yeah.
Usually, it takes some big event like a tornado or something like that to bring people together. But it's just the nature of who we are these days.
I guess
you know,
I
and And the news being the way that it is, it's shameful that it's being done the way that it's being done, but it still is.
It does. And, it does,
you know,
create
one thing that's not been made clear, you know, even on the Republican side of the deal, people don't want waste in government. They don't want.
We never have.
That's, and then no one does. It's silly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of course they don't. But they can't admit it on the Democratic side because they just can't. It makes it look like they take some fault. So I understand that part. But what, you know, what we've almost done is almost like we've done with medicine. Mm-hmm. You know, as they had a CDC director that was having hearings before Congress for mm-hmm. his confirmation, and the White House took him out because he said some things that were, you know, that he didn't trust the measles vaccine. So wow. he lost his job wow. from the White House that day, which was great. Measles drug has been totally, completely tested. We got rid of measles as a disease for a long time, and we let it come back in through God knows how. And then allowing people to get false, all this way of being false news. That's the thing that scared me about a lot of these people up there putting out stuff. You don't know who to, I don't, you know, it's back to even the medicine part. Who do you trust?
Right.
And I don't know is the answer to that.
You bring up a point. I mean, in reference to the measles, and I don't care. You pick polio, whatever, you pick it. It's, yeah. you know, we've already gone down that path. But if they've changed the vaccine in any way, I understand people that may panic over that. And the problem
is the same old measles vaccine.
But the problem is the government did it. We didn't do it. We didn't discover. We didn't do that. The government created the doubt because they lie so much that you
so much about other things.
Yeah, that you end up going, well, wait a second. If they're lying about that, then what about that? Or what about that? You know, I'm not saying I wouldn't, you know, take chickenpox, for example, a great example there too. I mean, that vaccine did its job, you know, and for all we know, whether you're for or against, the COVID vaccine might have done its job, right? I mean, I don't know what the not everybody took,
I took it.
I get it.
I don't have three eyes or anything,
right? So I mean,
you know, I've never got COVID, so.
Right? But the distrust comes from the way they're presenting the government.
Well, it's everything. I mean, it's whether, you know, it, we're so opposed to each other politically that, you know, one side thinks that they can do no wrong and the other side
which is
thinks
not
that
true.
They can do no wrong.
Right.
It's broken down friendships, neighborhoods, and everything else.
Right. And both sides.
That's another thing about our neighborhood. We're definitely split
politically,
you know, with people with yard signs and people that didn't have yard signs.
Yeah,
but,
we're different.
You know, we're definitely mixed up in that area. But people don't want to, Democrats that I know of, don't want to have anything to do with anybody who thinks Republican is okay. The Republicans, I don't think, want to do much with people that are Democrats because they don't like how they think. So that's divided the country up extremely. And then the disagreements on everything from medicine mm-hmm. and what's the right thing with medicine to whether January 6th was an okay thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, that's a weird deal. To have people running around in the U.S. Capitol with moose head antlers on and crazy stuff like that, that's bad.
Yeah,
I think that was not a good thing.
I think
and
that
why
was
that wasn't cleaned up by everybody and said, okay, this is bad, this is good, you know, and they turned that into a whole big political shooting match.
Of course, everything is turned into that.
I mean, Ukraine is bad. One minute it's bad, it's bad, it's good. Tesla's good. We love Elon Musk. Let's go out and buy a Tesla. And then he goes and does this thing with Trump. Elon is bad. He is Hitler. Let's get rid of our trucks.
Oh, they're shooting.
Let's get rid of Teslas. It's just which way the wind blows.
They're shooting. You know, they're shooting the windows out of the Tesla.
Oh yeah, everything. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't think Tesla can survive as a brand, honestly, because Republicans aren't going to go out there all of a sudden and buy electric cars. Just not going to do it. Now I know Sean Hannity did.
It Trump.
And Trump did, but that doesn't mean I'm going to, and or anybody or you either.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm a hybrid guy.
So I think what's going to have to happen with Tesla is because there's a place for that.
Rebrand?
I mean, I don't doubt you could make all Tesla government vehicles like they did with the K car in Chrysler years ago.
The Reliant K car. Yeah, that's right.
Rechargeable, save us on gas, and they're going to recharge every night and everything mm-hmm. else. They're going to do running around.
Yeah.
So that's perfect for that. I just don't want to go around worrying about that to go on a road trip, which it doesn't go very far.
No, and that's a fact. Yeah.
And so they're going to make that impossible. But I just think it's just shameful. I hate it that we're such a world that's just so angry at each other.
I just don't understand where the logic went, right? Where the basic, when you have something that's logically the right thing to do or not to do, and I'll go to the border because to me it's logical that you can't just open the border and let a bazillion people through the border.
That's right. I never heard anybody justify that.
Yeah, I haven't either.
On the Democrat side, thinking that it's okay for just anybody to come in at any time.
Right.
I didn't understand that. They never really made a clear purpose of that, but now they're taking them out and they're taking them out by the thousands, apparently.
Yeah.
Doing it a little more quietly than they were. Yeah, but all that stuff,
It puzzles me. It just puzzles me because I think on the surface, it's really easy for you and I and probably a ton of people to go, oh, hey, that's wrong. We shouldn't be doing that. Oh, hey, we shouldn't be doing this. Why are we doing this? This makes no sense. Why are we funding this? Why are we? And so I don't understand where the logic.
Well, think about just even from a very extremely superficial nature.
Okay.
There are people who are older than 50. Mm-hmm. Some, let's just say a lot of people older than 50 feel this way, that seeing Post Malone or Jelly Roll with facial tattoos, it's not something that's really normal.
Okay, fair.
That's not something that they're particularly comfortable with. Mm-hmm. But you see people, I saw two guys that look like they'd be in America's Most Wanted, that are two country singers, and local television in Nashville wouldn't let them come on and sing because they were singing a song that was really kind of an angry American type thing.
Yeah.
They just didn't want to have it on their show, which is certainly their right.
Sure.
In the middle of the day, you're not really wanting to hear that kind of stuff, I don't think. But I wouldn't have put these guys on. But people have gotten, what is normal anymore?
That's true.
I think people don't know what is a standard of dress, mm-hmm, or behavior or anything. We've gotten real. I think COVID did a number on our society that I don't know if we'll ever recover from.
You might be. You might have hit the nail.
All that relaxation and staying at home to work and I think it just killed a lot of our soul.
Wow,
didn't kill us in the medicine. I just think it killed a lot of our soul, made us more hermits, made us more scared, mm-hmm, of the neighbor thing,
uncertain,
bad enough anyway.
Yeah,
got us into doing all this streaming prematurely, where the country and particularly the Democrats have had, and Republicans either, all of them, have had no communications policy in 30 or 40 or 50 years, let the internet grow wild, but didn't work on trying to make where everybody could have it.
Mm-hmm.
That people thought Gore was crazy about that.
But he really wasn't. No, you're right.
We should have had, it should have been like the phone company where we don't want to put here, it costs too much money. You make them put it there. You put it in the higher areas where it's easy for you, you can put them in the roll in the hard areas too.
Yeah.
Made everybody have access and not let them charge what they charge, mm-hmm, for the internet. And it should have been more of a utility like power, that the rates are regulated just like they are by the public service commissions in every state.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how it should have been. But no, they let the internet just run crazy.
Did they not believe
it?
You can
put anything you want on there.
Did they not think it was going to be a big thing? I mean,
no, they wanted to help it, And so in the process, it got to be the biggest thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Look at who the biggest companies in the country now.
Yeah.
Google, Apple.
Yeah.
And every other. And who am I leaving now? Google, Apple,
YouTube,
Amazon.
All those people. I mean,
they've about taken over the world because they got every tax break in the world, mm-hmm, and they were allowed to grow to what they are. And look at all the people they put out of business in the process.
Right.
And are continuing to put out of business. And so now you've got a fat government that needs to be probably pared down.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's ever wanted to do that because it's unpopular. Yeah. But you get a term-limited president in there who's not worried about it. He's not running again.
I'm not sure why it's unpopular, because you take any business in the United States.
Well, because you're putting people unemployed.
Yeah, I mean, but these
are real people that are not going to have jobs.
Even if it's not a government business, it's still you're unemployed. When technology takes the place of the worker, and there's all kinds of displacement issues. I mean, just because the government is the government, we shouldn't say, oh, well, they should be able to continue to run and blow our money out the back.
Right.
We got to tune that down, tune it to where we can
No, it
be
definitely
efficient.
Needs to be done with that. There's a lot of regulation that needs to go away.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm aware of some places, you know, and where I live, that they're polluting the water and nobody seems to care because they're a big industry and they're protected. Yeah. I don't want to see that.
No,
you
I
know,
don't either.
We've got to have clean water. And we do, and some people do let big companies get away with stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And we shouldn't. That's a Republican versus Democrat position.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, the Republicans want dirty water, which I don't think they do. But they do let big business slide.
Yeah.
And then there, you know, then there's the whole thing about, well, the Democrats are the people's party. Not so much when you see a fundraiser out in California at $10,000 a couple, $100,000 for a table.
Right.
You know, that's not really everyday people that are going to be doing that. So they're both, Republicans and Democrats, are full of malarkey.
Yeah.
As President Biden used to say.
Yeah, yeah.
Full of malarkey.
Yeah, true.
You know, and you got paid protesters taking over Trump Tower. That was bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to see these paid people. You saw it with Black Lives Matter. You saw it with a few of these things back a few years ago. These were paid people that were doing a lot of this stuff.
You know what's scary is we probably, you and I probably, and every other taxpayer in this country probably funded that. That's the part that makes me more angry. I mean, I don't like the paid either, but I don't like me paying for it or you paying for it.
No,
you know,
I don't either. And I don't want to pay for people that are, I think what Trump really, and I think he got messed up on this. I think he wanted to clean up Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia.
Yeah.
He wants that to be a clean street. He wants it to look nice instead of the crap that they've allowed to get into.
Yeah.
I think he wants to make Washington a showplace. Mm-hmm. He got a lot of work to do to be able to do that.
Yeah,
but he wants the right leadership in there to do it, and he wants some physical changes to the town and not just have the rampant crime. But I think he also has a vision of the government employee, which is not totally accurate. But his idea are people sitting on their butt, you know.
Yeah, and it's a stereotype. I mean, you know that.
Yeah,
we've had that for a long time.
And that's what he's, I think, wanted to do is get rid of people that weren't coming to work because of COVID, you know, and let's go ahead and get them to work or they're not going to work, which I understand that.
I think fair. I mean, if that's
it's
how they...
fair, but it's some people, you know, have geared their life.
Yeah, that's true.
With their dogs and everything else where, you know, you've allowed us to do it for this thing. Now, all of a sudden, you want to change my life again.
That is true. I know a lot of people, young people, that moved out of a certain, you know, whatever, I guess, a diameter from where they had worked because they allowed them to work from home.
Right.
So he said, oh, I have to live 10 miles from work anymore. I can live 100 miles from work.
And I know some people that did that.
Yeah, they bought houses. Yes, and they
3 hours away from their work.
Yeah, and now it's a situation because they can't, they want them to come back to the office. They're going to let them go if they don't come back. But they can't find a job where they move to for the money they're making.
Right. And they can't because they aren't around.
So it's a mess. Yeah, it's a mess.
We've just, you know, and when they lay off all these people, you're going to increase, you know, these people, the government employees, I don't know if they can find other work that's like what they're doing. They're going to have to probably be reschooled and get a trade or something like that. And,
I don't know.
I mean, it's going to create a lot of problems, but it's better than having them up there if they're not doing the work. So I get it.
I agree. I agree. If there was a trickle down, the only thing I would want to come out of this that one, yes, the spending cut and run efficiently. And that's all I want because it's our money that's running it. But my question is, we just keep sending the money, right? We blindly just.
Well, we don't have a choice about sending the money.
We don't, but we have a choice in how it's spent. And so if they're going to go, okay, well, hey, we're just wasting your money.
I know, and that's what they're going through and doing, you know.
Yeah, so that's good.
The people wearing tutus in Venezuela, you know, and all the goofy things that he talked about, some of those were true, some of those maybe not so true. But
yeah.
You know, it's just, we live in, it's just a crazy, it's been a, even just in the last week, it's crazy.
It's hard to keep up.
And here's a headline that just say, you know, what do you do about this? Brazil cleared 8 miles of protected rainforest to make a road for the COP30 climate summit.
That is, you know, that's pretty ironic. That's ironic. That's a definition of ironic.
That tells you a lot of what, of a lot of what's going on here. You know, it's just, anyway. Oh, so anyway, it's just been a goofy week. And if you love basketball, it's your time.
Oh yeah, we get started here. The final 64.
If you love green beer, this is your time. Patrick's Day, St. Patrick's Day.
I'll take it.
Coming
beer.
Up on the 17th. And I don't think that's really a holiday.
Are you Irish at all?
No.
No, it's Scottish, not a holiday. It's not a holiday. But people will still go out and party, and they'll come to work hungover.
Oh, they'll do. Yeah, they'll. Any kind of excuse to go party, they'll doing that.
No doubt.
And the Opry's 100th birthday party is on NBC for 3 hours coming up on the 19th, and that's an American institution, the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton is hosting that, and it's just you know, we hopefully we'll get these people out of space.
Yeah, boy, you those know, two astronauts
maybe in the
are,
next week, hopefully, I would, they'll be able to, be
I
able
would
to come
lose
home.
My mind. Would you, first of
yeah,
all,
me too.
Maybe one or two, maybe 1 week I could maybe make it. But if I thought I was stuck there for 1 minute, I would freak out. I don't know how these, I mean, they're
I'm
astronauts.
Not, you know, it's like Gail King and whoever else is going to go up in that Jeff Bezos balloon thing, whatever it is, where they go up to the edge of space and come back down.
Oh, yeah. Did you ever did you ever talk to, I know you're friends with Shatner. Did you ever talk to him about his trip? He took a trip.
Not
there.
Afterwards, but I've heard, I've seen a lot of interviews with him. And he really, you know, if you did it, I'm sure it'd be great, but I'm not going to do it.
Yeah,
you know,
I have no interest. Yeah, I have no interest.
I don't live, no.
I'm going to stay right here in my easy chair. In fact, I might get a new recliner. I'm thinking about a recliner.
Okay, well, you should.
Do you have a recliner?
No, my back doesn't like that. No, I like to sit up straight.
All right.
So it's. Unless I'm laying down, so that's
I was wondering what the age was when you get your first recliner.
I was just, I never did like recliners. I didn't like my feet up over my head. That's just something about.
Well, you got a faulty recliner if your feet are up over.
I guess. I just didn't sit up. I don't know. So,
well,
carry on.
Always a pleasure.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
until next time, I'm Derek Walker. He is.
Jimmy Carter, that's my name.
Good day.